Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 25, Number 4, Fall 2025. Holiday Closings, November 11th, Veterans Day, November 27th through 28th, Thanksgiving, December 25th, Christmas. Louisiana Book Festival returns on November 1st. The 21st Annual Louisiana Book Festival will be held from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in downtown Baton Rouge at the Louisiana State Capitol, the State Library of Louisiana, Capitol Park Museum, and the surrounding Capitol Park area. Among the writers featured this year are Wally Lamb, whose latest book, The River is Waiting, is a recent Oprah Winfrey Book Club selection, and Ricky Riccardi, Director of Research Collections at the Louis Armstrong House Museum in New York, who examines the legendary trumpeter's rise to fame in Stomp Off, Let's Go, The Early Years of Louis Armstrong. A cooking demonstration will be provided by Marcel Bienvenu, author of Who's Your Mama? Are You Catholic? And Can You Make a Roux? All told, authors will participate in more than 100 programs, including workshop writing seminars the day before the festival. Poet Julie Kane will be presented with the 2025 Louisiana Writer Award, which honors outstanding contributions to the state's literary and intellectual life exemplified by a contemporary Louisiana writer's body of work. This year's One Book, One Festival discussion will focus on the short stories of noted Louisiana historical author Kate Chopin. The festival will feature over 100 exhibitors, including publishers, authors, libraries, and more. For more information, visit louisianabookfestival.org. Collections Connections. Collections Connections is an e-newsletter assembled by the staff of the Collections Division of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled to highlight works of diverse interest that NLS patrons can download from BARD, the Braille and Audio Reading Download website. To sign up, send your name and email address to the Collections Connections team at connections@loc.gov or visit https://www.loc.gov/nls/new-matrials/collections-connections. ABL Convention in November. The ABLE 2025 You Gotta Be State Convention is set for November 7th through the 9th, 2025, in Lafayette, Louisiana. The Affiliated Blind of Louisiana invites you to join them for a weekend of education, inspiration, and community. The convention will be held at the Holiday Inn Lafayette North. The hotel's phone number is 337-706-8199. Disruption to distribution of TBT on cartridge. Due to a transition between vendors, several issues of Talking Book topics, beginning with March through April 2025, were not distributed on cartridge. Patrons may access issues of the TBT audio magazine on BARD that they do not receive on cartridge or by requesting individual copies from their network libraries. Order forms and HTML versions of TBT are available on the Talking Book Topics landing page at www.loc.gov/nls/NEW-MATERIALS/TALKING-BOOK-TALKS. New title for Book Talks. Our Book Talks Fall Book Selection will be DB122747, The God of the Woods by Liz Moore. Early morning, August 1975, a camp counselor discovers an empty bunk. Its occupant, Barbara Van Laer, has gone missing. Barbara isn't just any 13-year-old. She's the daughter of the family that owns the summer camp and employs most of the region's residents. And this isn't the first time a Van Laer child has disappeared. Barbara's older brother similarly vanished 14 years ago, never to be found. How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to http://pelicanpelib.lay.us/mailman/listinfo/tbblbooktalks and create an account by entering your name. Make sure to put your name so we can verify you, email address, and make up a password, or as always, you can call your reader advisor. Book Talks Book Club. If you join Book Talks, we will add you to our mailing list and automatically send you a digital book copy of the newest selection. We hope that this will make it more convenient to read the book and participate in the discussion. Thank you, and we hope to hear from you soon. Fall Book Recommendations 2025 by Sneha Padumain. DB128966, Fun for the Whole Family, a novel by Jennifer E. Smith. The four Endicott siblings, Jima, Connor, Roddy, and Jude, were once inseparable. A bond created by the absence of their dazzling, mercurial mother who would return for a few weeks each summer to whisk them off on sprawling road trips around the country. Decades later, the unthinkable has happened, and the Endicotts haven't spoken in years, until an out-of-the-blue text arrives from Jude, now a famous actress, summoning them to a small town in North Dakota. DB128045, How the World Made the West, A 4,000-Year History by Josephine Crawley Quinn. Oxford historian and classicist Josephine Quinn upends two centuries of conventional historiography, troubling the waters of our Western origin story as she locates the roots of the West in everything from literature from Sumeria, the law codes of Babylon, metallurgy from the Hittites, to sculpture from Egypt, irrigation from Assyria, and the art of navigation and the alphabet from Phoenicia, to name just a few examples. Rather than the very popular West and the rest view of history, Quinn demonstrates that cultures come to life by borrowing heavily from others near and far. DB129025, Elfie, A Wicked Childhood by Gregory Maguire. What happened to young Elphaba before her witchy powers took hold in Wicked? Almost 30 years after publication of the original novel, for the first time, Gregory Maguire reveals the story of prickly young Elfie, the future Wicked Witch of the West. DB129030, Home of the Happy, A Murder on the Cajun Prairie, by Jordan LaHaye Fontenot. On January 16, 1983, Aubrey LeHay's body was found floating in the Bayou Napique. His kidnapping 10 days before sparked the biggest manhunt in the history of Evangeline Parish. But his descendants would hear the story as lore in whispers of the dreadful day the FBI landed a helicopter in the family's front lawn and set out on horseback to search for the 70-year-old banker. Decades later, Aubrey's great-granddaughter, Jordan LeHay Fontenot, asked her father, the parish urologist, to tell the full story. DB129108, The Cafe with No Name by Robert Seetaler. Summer 1966, Robert Simon is in his early 30s and has a dream. Raised in a home for war orphans, Robert has nonetheless grown into a warm-hearted, hard-working, and determined man. When the former owners of the Corner Cafe in the Carmelite Market Square shuttered the business, Robert sees that the chance to realize his dream has arrived. DB128997, My Next Breath, a memoir by Jeremy Renner. In this debut memoir, Jeremy describes in blistering detail his accident and the aftermath. This retelling is not merely a gruesome account of what happened to him. It's a call to action and a forged companionship between listener and author as Jeremy recounts his recovery journey and reflects on the impact of his suffering. DB129683, The Inside Game, Bad Calls, Strange Moves, and What Baseball Behavior Teaches Us About Ourselves by Keith Law. Keith Law analyzes baseball's biggest decision-making successes and failures, looking at how gambles and calculated risk of all sizes and scales have shaped the sport, and how the game's ongoing data revolution is rewriting decades of accepted decision-making. In the process, he explores questions that have long been debated, from whether throwing harder really increases a player's risk of serious injury, to whether teams overvalue trade prospects. Bringing his analytical and competitive style to some of baseball's longest-running debates, Law deepens our knowledge of the sport in this entertaining work that is both fun and deeply informative. DB126842, Dear Laura, Inspector Lintott Mysteries, Book 1, by Jean Stubbs. Wimbledon, England, 1889. When Theodore Crozier is found dead, the neighborhood hopes the cause may be suicide, if only to spare further pain for both his dutiful wife Laura and beloved brother Titus. However, there is more to the matter, and Inspector John Joseph Lintott is sent in to investigate. The further he delves into the mystery, the more tangled it becomes. DB121516, A Journey of Faith, A Mother's Alzheimer's, A Son's Love, and His Search for Answers by Edward Grinnan. Grinnan, Guidepost Editor-in-Chief, reveals his deeply personal and hopeful journey of faith through his mother's Alzheimer's and his own fear of getting the disease. A blessing and encouraging read for anyone facing trials. Edward understands the fear and panic of memory loss and Alzheimer's all too well. He watched Alzheimer's take its ruthless course with his lovely, funny, and intelligent mother Estelle, and was haunted by the question, will it happen to me too? DB127340, A 40-Year Kiss, a novel by Nicholas Butler. Charlie and Vivian parted ways after just 4 years of marriage. Too many problems, too many struggles, even though the love didn't quite die. When Charlie returns to Wisconsin 40 years later, he's not sure what he'll find. He is sure of one thing. He must try to reconnect with Vivian to pick up the broken pieces of their past. But 40 years is a long time. It's 40 years of other relationships, 40 years of building new lives, and 40 years of long-held regrets, mistakes, and painful secrets. DB129330, No Bad Parts, Healing Trauma and Restoring Wholeness with the Internal Family Systems Model by Richard Schwartz. Dr. Schwartz's Internal Family Systems Model has been transforming psychology for decades. With No Bad Parts, you'll learn why IFS has been so effective in areas such as trauma recovery, addiction therapy, and depression treatment, and how this new understanding of consciousness has the potential to radically change our lives. DB 128640, Doctor Who and the Dalek Invasion of Earth by Terence Dix. The TARDIS lands in a London of future times, a city now ruled by Daleks. The Doctor and his companions meet a team of underground resistance workers, among the few survivors. But after an unsuccessful attack on the Dalek spaceship, they are all forced to flee the capital. A perilous journey through England finally brings them to the secret center of Dalek operations and the mysterious reason for the Dalek invasion of Earth. DB 129402. You gotta eat. Real-life strategies for feeding yourself when cooking feels impossible by Margaret Ebby. Delivery is expensive. Eating a spoonful of peanut butter is depressing. You can't imagine having the energy to chop an onion, but somehow you gotta eat. How does anyone feed themselves under these conditions? Enter You Gotta Eat. A friendly, accessible resource for getting something on your plate when you have too much on your plate. Part cookbook, part pep talk, and part action plan. You Gotta Eat offers tips and tactics for making effortless food that's nourishing, tasty, and even a little fun. DB 128383, Zen in the Art of Writing, Essays on Creativity by Ray Bradbury. In this exuberant book, the incomparable Ray Bradbury shares the wisdom, experience, and excitement of a lifetime of writing. Here are practical tips on the art of writing from a master of the craft. Everything from finding original ideas to developing your own voice and style, as well as the inside story of Bradbury's own remarkable career as a prolific author of novels, stories, poems, films, and plays. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. White Cane Day, October 15th. The Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired will be celebrating the 60th annual White Cane Day on Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. Events will be held in the downtown Baton Rouge Town Square area from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. White Cane Day commemorates the freedom, independence, and mobility symbolized by the use of the long white cane. A variety of activities will include a picnic, route travel, awareness education, and a scavenger hunt. For further information, contact the Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired at 225-757-3489. New Literacy and Learning Lab at the State Library. The ribbon-cutting ceremony for the State Library of Louisiana's New Literacy and Learning Lab was held Tuesday, August 19th at 3 p.m. The project is a joint initiative of the State Library, the Office of the Lieutenant Governor, and the Family Resource Group Foundation. The lab features literacy activities, educational games, puzzles, word search activities displayed on the walls of the room, talking books, braille demonstration technology, highlighted local landmarks, fun library facts, and take-home resources and publications. It provides a dynamic learning environment where a child can enjoy new reading experiences through interactive tools and activities. The lab is located on the first floor of the State Library and is available to the public during operating hours from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Thursday. Summer Reading 2025. The Summer Reading 2025 slogan was Color Our World, All Jazzed Up. Exploring art and music. 184 young people participated this year. Each participant received a mixed grab-and-go bag containing craft ideas, activities, incentives, games, coloring sheets, bookmarks, pencils, and reading logs. Each reader who turned in their reading log received a light violet all jazzed up t-shirt featuring a jazz playing alligator, an achievement certificate, and various reading incentives. Special thanks to the Jones Foundation for their generous support in providing summer reading incentives and programming ideas. LCB offers two scholarships in 2025. The Louisiana Council of the Blind offers two scholarships. The Hazel D. Daigle, and Paula Marshall scholarships recognize the achievement of blind scholars in Louisiana. Each scholarship is $1,000, $500 for the fall semester and spring semester. The deadline for scholarship applications is November 1, 2025. For current information and to receive an application packet, contact Gwen King, LCB Scholarship Committee, 7707 Bismarck Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70812, or call 225-247-8748. LCB President Leola Campbell may also be contacted by phone at 225-614-5988. Need homework help? Check out Homework Louisiana. If you need academic help, the State Library of Louisiana offers an online resource available at www.tutor.com/homeworkloisiana/more. Homework Louisiana provides live tutoring for grades kindergarten through 12. College and adult education, test preparation, and job search assistance to all Louisiana residents. Academic tutoring is now available from 2 p.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. Self-study tools for AP, ACT, SAT, and GED are also available 24/7. In addition, there is a Connect with Voice option for the visually impaired. Students may now access this service from any internet-connected computer or mobile device during these hours. Even from a school campus after 2 p.m., Homework Louisiana is funded in part with a Library Services and Technology Act grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, the State Library of Louisiana, and your local public library. Louisiana Book Festival for Younger Readers. The Young Readers Pavilion will include children's authors, a storytelling tent, crafts, face painting, balloon animals, and more. Teens will have the opportunity to meet young adult authors and participate in crafts and other activities at the teen headquarters, including a teen scavenger hunt. Featured authors this year include Raj Tawney, Delilah S. Dawson, Olivia Worley, and Lindsay Duga. Award-winning musician Jeanette Downing is also returning. The festival will be Saturday, November 1st at the State Library in downtown Baton Rouge from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Support our TBBL Friends organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contributions. Carol J. Aubuchon, in honor of Arletha Posey and in memory of Edith Williams. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. The Jones Foundation directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Jones Foundation and mail to the following address. Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the Jones Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. TBBL Directory. Library Address. Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone Numbers. Baton Rouge, 225-342-0035. Statewide, 1-800-543-4702. Fax, 225-342-6817. Special Services. Music Section, 800-424-8567. Braille Services, 800-453-4293. Email, tbbl@libray.la.gov. tbblkids@libray.la.gov. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services, audiobooks and magazines, Braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.